Welcome to Explicit Mind. I am Braxton Tomasello. It is Friday. Everyone, put your hands up and enjoy life. Listen, today has been just super, super phenomenal. I don't know any other way to explain it, but we're going to get into it right now. So let's dive right in. It's such an incredible experience when you go out into the world with absolutely zero expectations and you come home at the end of the day and you go, what the fuck? Did that really just happen? And then all of a sudden, ding, it all starts making sense. Very similar to this. You just hear that little ding in your head and you go, okay, this is real. This isn't just the universe talking to me, telling me this is what I need to see. It is blatantly obvious. You are supposed to do this. Okay, I got it. I'll do this. So I said I'd be getting into it, right? It's hard to be able to speak on behalf of what I have in store, but when I say that it's going to change the world, it's literally going to change the world. It's going to change the way we function in society. It's truly going to create a disruption. It's going to disrupt. That's the word I'm thinking of. It's going to disrupt absolutely everything we think we know. And for those of you who understand what I talk about during my segments of society this, society that, I am not against society. I am all for it. I'm just not all for seeing each other pass each other by and not respect one another in terms of family. We just treat each other like strangers. I don't know you, so I don't say anything. We pretend to be polite by saying, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, excuse me. Even if you really mean it, that's fine, right? It's something. It's something there. I'm going to go ahead and read this passage, and this is what's going to crack the door open to what I want to talk about for today. Let's go ahead and get into that. Violence and nonviolence do not depend on an act, but the intention behind it. The basis of violence is anger, lust, hatred, jealousy, greed, frustration, and aggression. A surgeon cuts open a person's belly, so does a criminal. The action is similar, but the surgeon's intention is to save life. Criminal's intention is to destroy life. Violence or nonviolence is determined by the attitude, not by the act. This is from Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, and I've mentioned him before. I have this book called Celebrating Love, and after meditation, I pop it open. I literally just skim through, closing my eyes, whatever page lands, or whatever page I land on, I basically just face it and say, okay, cool, this is meant to be. So that was today's passage. And the reason why I'm sharing this is because intention is important. It's so true when you think about those words that the same actions could be occurring. One person could be pushing someone, the other person, or one of the two, is pushing someone into a car to hurt someone. The other person is pushing the person away from the car to save that person. Same action, different intentions. So that is huge. That is huge. That is crazy. The fact that we can literally live in society, walk by each other and say, yeah, I love my daughter. Yeah, I love you too. Okay, cool. So you love your daughter and you love me too. Got that. But the difference is the intention. You will help your daughter financially if she's in need because she's your daughter. So the love is conditional. There's a lot of conditional love in this world. And last night, it became super clear. And I felt that. And I was talking to both of my clients and I forgot their names, literally. I was talking to them and I forgot their names, but it wasn't like I was trying to say their names. I was just talking to them, having a full-blown conversation, going back and forth. And I started seeing them as just humans and not seeing them as my friend, my client, my brother, my sister, all these separate things. It wasn't duality. It was this oneness that I felt in the moment. The reason why I'm saying this, and the reason why all of this seems to be super miraculous for me in terms of how the universe is signaling information, it started becoming clear. Obviously, there's a sign here for me to have unconditional love. But then I realized I have a way to disrupt the way society functions. I can't say anything about it now, because if I do, someone's going to take the idea, run out there and go do it. And for me, it's less about the money. It's more so the purpose that I feel behind the cause, basically, the intention of what it is that I'm going to be creating. I'm actually starting to work on it now. Started working on it last night, super early in the morning. I found myself going through circles and basically almost falling asleep right in front of this paper. And that's what hit me. The intention behind what we do. And to have unconditional love means there are no conditions. You love someone because you love them unconditionally. Doesn't matter if they're your friend, if they're your cousin, whatever it is, the labels dissipate and we start to see each other as human beings. So this idea is going to help the world in major ways. I want to say more, like I said, but I just can't, so I'm going to keep it here. Stay tuned, stay around, stick around. If you know me, if you've been listening to Explicit Mind and you pay attention to what's going on here, it's all content that's provided for the brain to change its pattern of thinking, so that way we can allow ourselves to feel the things that we really want to be feeling. And all humans want to feel love. No human wants to feel hate and pain. Because no human wants to feel pain, how do we find ourselves still ending up in pain? It goes back to the programming of our minds and what we believe life is. Life is not based upon money, 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 money. Work, 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 work. Not the sincere form of life. We're supposed to love and come from abundance and help other people, but yet we don't do that. There are, when I say we don't do that, there are things, I just feel a little, I guess I'm a little uneasy of sharing anything on the subject right now, any part of the subject, because who knows, maybe it'll hit you guys like a ton of bricks the way it hit me, and that's why I'm holding off for now. So with that said, I just want to say to you all, focus on unconditional love. If you would help someone else, the same way that you would help, or let's just put it this way, if you'd help a stranger, the same way that you would help someone in your family, someone you know, someone close to you, the feeling of giving is just incredible. There's no feeling that matches it. You can receive, but the feeling of giving, I believe, is truly far greater. And it moves us in this direction of positivity. It just does. I will say this. Someone stole something from my studio last week, and I discovered my equipment was missing 2 days ago. I was very, very upset, and I thought about all the things that I could do. I thought of going to the police. I thought of looking at the video footage and all of that, going through all of it. The fact that I was even put in the circumstance that I was put in just didn't resonate well with me. It didn't feel good. Even if I go to court and go through all this process, you know, the circumstances of sitting there, having to look someone in the face, having to go through all of this mess, none of it's positive. I mean, sure, we could say at the end, well, the positive outcome, well, going from point A to point Z, I'm going to be going through a lot from A, B, C, D, E, F, all the way to Z. I finally get to Z. The result is getting money for the device, getting my or getting whatever it is that I need. The tough part is going through it, and it doesn't feel good because, again, I didn't choose to be to have my stuff stolen from me. I didn't choose to be in that position, but I will choose to put myself in that position if I choose to go to court and to go through the whole process. So instead of going through that, I started thinking about, you know what, maybe this person just needed it more than I do, maybe more than I was actually using it. Either way it goes, if that person had asked me, hey, can you give me this device, or will you give me this device? And I say, yeah, here you go. There's the device for you. That wouldn't happen. It's like me coming over to you and be like, hey, I love your jacket. Can I have it? And you say, yeah, sure. And you just take it off and give it to me. That's not likely. We're so attached to our property because it's our belongings. We're so caught up in this, like mine. So I realized, there I go again. I'm going to start getting into all this other stuff. I turned a negative into a positive. That's truly my point. And this feeling is like none other, because I gave someone something. I gave someone something without physically handing it over. They took it, assuming I would say, sure, here, you can have it, and didn't care whether I gave it to them or not. But it's not about them. It's about my intention. Okay. Well, I'm going to say that their intention was they needed it more than I did. So go ahead. It's yours. The point of that is turning your negatives into positives. So on that note, take these words, take this segment, take everything I've said, and go into your week, your weekend, and go into your next week and have the intention that every day is going to be great. In fact, don't put your days together. Enjoy every day. Enjoy every moment. You're alive. You're breathing. You're happy. You're excited. And if you're not, find the excitement to be alive. Love you all. Cheers. Peace and love.
Well, interesting you say about the pain. I run marathons and ultra marathons, and so I must enjoy having pain.